Amistad and Harper Audio present Give My Love to the Savages Stories by Chris Stuck, performed by Corey Jackson. A man does not run among thorns for no reason. Either he is chasing a snake, or a snake is chasing him. African proverb. Every time they call you nigger. It happens first in kindergarten. You're five. You and your classmates are playing soccer against the first graders. This is at St. James Catholic School in Falls Church, Virginia, a school your parents will soon decide is too goddamn expensive. In a year, they will send you to public school, where you will hear the word more often. But this is before all that. You're on a hot blacktop in a roiling sea of kids. It seems like there are 10 games going at once, multiple balls, multiple goals. You've been alive for only 5 years. You don't know how the game works. So you stand near the goal like everyone else. The ball happens to come your way. You try to kick it. You actually connect. And your luck, the ball gets by the red-headed first grader in goal. Everyone goes crazy, except him. He looks back at you with fire in his freckled face. He calls you the word just once, nigger. You've never heard it before. The venom in his voice tells you it isn't good. Your friend Jerry jumps on the redhead and drags him to the ground. Jerry is way darker than you and knows the meaning of the word even at five. The back of the kid's head hits the pavement, sounding like someone cracking open a coconut. There's blood everywhere. Kids scatter. The redhead gets led away by a team of nuns, his white dress shirt now wet and bright red. Everyone watches him leave before going back to their games. When things settle down, you move away from the goal. You aren't stupid. You let yourself get swallowed by that sea of kids so no one else can call you any other new names. The year is 1980, and you're what's called mixed. From that day in kindergarten on, though, the world considers you black. Not quite all the way black, but black. Black enough to be called nigger. You even look black, or mixed, or like you've got some black in you. This is what people tell you without you asking. If your mother's black, they say you're black. That's the rule. So all your bases are covered. You're fucking black. Your father is white, of German and Irish descent. Your last name in German means peace. You're a piece of this and a piece of that. You wouldn't want to be anything else. In your house, the word nigger exists, but mostly in the abstract. Your three older half-brothers from your mother's first marriage, whose father is black and whom you grow up with, may occasionally say it when your mother isn't around. She doesn't approve of the word. She's lived through segregation. She's been bussed. The word is ugly to her, but at family reunions, she still laughs with all her siblings and cousins as they call each other the word as a punchline, with love and affection. You see the word transform from slimy larva into a nimble butterfly. You watch it take flight. The second time, one of your white friends says it. Looking back, it's not unexpected. You're in fifth grade and are playing tackle, a form of tag in which you and a gang of your friends tackle the shit out of whoever is holding the football. The game was once called Smear the Queer, but your PE teacher says you shouldn't call it that anymore. Words in their context haven't quite gelled in your heads yet. You call the game Smear the Queer anyway when your teacher isn't around. In the heat of play, you tackle your friend a bit too hard and knock the wind out of him. He's gasping for air. As you get up, he wheezes, "Get off, you fucking nigger!" You remember Jerry. You're supposed to do something when a white person calls you this. Naturally, the punches fly. There are bloody lips. This is in the
sample complete. Ready to continue?